perhaps Balvaider wouldn't have understood, but there were Edirans and Edirans. Zoralundra was a friend, and a kind and humane officer. He supposed the old Quirl would be considered a moderate, and Hawser knew others in the military and diplomatic missions whom he liked, but there were Edirans who were real fanatics, who despised all other species. Zoralundra would not have murdered the changers. It would have been unnecessary and inelegant. But then, you didn't send moderates on missions like this. You sent fanatics, or a changer. Hawser returned to the others. He got as far as the crippled flyer, now surrounded with the plastic boarding they had removed, and facing the hole in the accommodation section as though he was about to enter a garage, when he heard firing. He ran through the corridor leading to the rear of the section, readying his gun. "What is it?" he said into his helmet mic.
"Laser, down the tunnel from the shafts,"
Yalson's voice said. He ran into the open storeroom area where the others were. The hole they had opened in the plastic boarding was 4 or 5 meters wide. As soon as Hawser came through from the corridor, flame splashed from the wall alongside him, and he saw the brief air glows of laser tracks just to one side of his suit, leading back through the gap in the wall and down the tunnel. Obviously, whoever was doing the shooting could see him. He rolled to one side and came up by Doralo and Balvaider, who were sheltering by a large portable winch. Holes burst through the wall of plastic boards, burning brightly then going out. The whoop of laser fire echoed down the tunnels. "What happened?" Hawser said to Doralo. He looked around the storage area. The rest were all there, taking cover where they could, apart from Yalson.
"Yalson went,"
Doralo began, then Yalson's voice cut in. "I came through the hole in the wall and got shot at. I'm lying on the ground, I'm okay, but I'd like to know if it's all right to fire back. I won't damage anything, will I?" "Fire!" Hawser yelled, as another fan of glowing tracks spattered a line of burning craters over the inside wall of the storeroom. "Fire back!"
"Thanks," Yalson said.
Hawser heard the woman's gun snap, then the Doppler echo of sound produced by superheated air. Explosions crashed from down the tunnel.
"Hmm," Yalson said.
"Think that's got..."
Nysin said from the far side of the storage area. His voice cut off as more fire slammed into the wall behind him. The wall was pockmarked with dark, bubbling holes.
"Bastard," Yalson said.
She fired back in short, rapid bursts. "Keep his head down," Hawser told her. "I'm coming forward to the wall. Doralo, stay here with Balvaider." He got up and ran to the edge of the hole in the plastic boards. Smoking holes in the material showed how little protection it afforded, but he knelt there in its cover anyway. He could see Yalson's feet a few meters out into the tunnel, spread on the smooth, fused floor. He listened to her gun firing, then said, "Right, stop long enough to let me see where it's coming from, then hit it again."
"Okay."
Yalson stopped firing. Hawser stuck his head out, feeling incredibly vulnerable. Saw a couple of tiny sparks far down the tunnel and off to one side. He brought the gun up and fired continually. Yalson started again as well. His suit chirped, a screen lit up by his cheek, showing he'd been hit on the thigh. He couldn't feel anything. The side of the tunnel, far down at the elevator shafts, pulsated with 1,000 sparks of light. Nysin appeared at the other side of the gap in the boards, kneeling like Hawser and firing his projectile rifle. The side of the tunnel detonated with flashes and smoke. Shockwaves blew up the tunnel, shaking the plastic boarding and ringing in Hawser's ears.
"Enough!" he shouted.
He stopped firing. Yalson stopped. Nysin put in one final burst, then stopped too. Hawser ran out through the gap, across the dark rock floor of the tunnel outside, and over to the side wall. He flattened himself there, getting some cover from the slight protrusion of a blast door's edge further down the tunnel. Where their target had been, there was a scatter of dull red shards lying on the tunnel floor, cooling from the yellow heat of the laser fire which had torn them from the wall. On the helmet night sight, Hawser could see a series of rippling waves of warm smoke and gas flowing silently under the roof of the tunnel from the damaged area.
"Yalson, get over here," he said.
Yalson rolled over and over until she bumped into the wall just behind him. She got quickly to her feet and flattened out beside him.
"I think we got it," Hawser broadcasted.
Nysin, still kneeling at the gap in the boarding, looked out, the rapid-fire micro-projectile rifle waving to and fro as though its owner expected a further attack from out of the tunnel walls. Hawser started forward, keeping his back to the wall. He got to the edge of the blast door. Most of its meter-thick bulk was stowed in its recess in the wall, but about half a metre protruded. Hawser looked down the tunnel again. The wreckage was still glowing, like hot coals scattered on the tunnel floor. The wave of hot black smoke passed overhead, wafting slowly up the tunnel. Hawser looked to his other side. Yalson had followed him. "Stay here," he said. He walked down the side of the wall to the first of the elevator shafts. They had been firing at the third and last one, judging by the grouping of the craters and scars all around its open, buckled doors. Hawser saw a half-melted laser carbine lying in the middle of the tunnel floor. He poked his head out from the wall, frowning. Right on the very lip of the elevator shaft, between the scarred and holed doors, surrounded by a sea of dull, red-glowing wreckage, he was sure he could see a pair of hands. Gloved, stubby-fingered, injured. One finger was missing from the glove nearer him, but hands without a doubt. It looked like somebody was hanging inside the shaft by the tips of their fingers. He focused the tight beam of his communicator, aiming in the direction he was looking at. "Hello?" he said in Adiran. "Megel. Megel in the elevator shaft. Do you hear me? Report at once."